and I finally put a Motown record on for you. Because it's WPG, Talk Radio 1450. It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday from 3 to 6. How you doing, South Jersey? I see you, Margate, Pleasantville. Pull your pants up like I told you. We got Johnny X is here. Johnny X is here from the Ducktown. We got Joe Kelly from the Greater Atlantic City Chamber. You got to behave yourself. These guys are sophisticated, and they need to be treated with great respect on WPG Talk Radio. All right, we are back with Johnny X. And look, you're in the middle, Johnny, of a beautiful woman, red hair, Jewish. Not that her nationality has anything to do with it. And to your right, you have Joe Kelly, who you just saw last night. And I was joking, Joe, that there was some kind of craziness going on. But it's a great mix of business and networking. And it's a great way of having new potential members consider joining the Atlantic City Chamber, huh?
Well, it is. And thank you to Johnny X for hosting us. You know, it's really important for the chamber that we show a variety of venues. And, you know, what I love about John is his entrepreneurial spirit. He's not afraid to say what he thinks. And I think you need more of that in town.
So, did he let you take everybody for a ride in the fire engine? Is that true?
We didn't do the fire engine, but, you know, there was some hot sauce there that was probably appropriate for a firehouse. So let's leave it at that.
But Johnny is a very outspoken, very vocal local business, and he really represents the past 10 years of Atlantic City, but also the future of Atlantic City and Atlantic County and the region, the voice of the small businessman, huh?
Well, and passionate would be the word I use, because there's a lot of things that make a lot of sense. And, you know, it's one thing to be outspoken. It's another thing to be passionate and have some good thought behind your ideas.
Johnny, I want you to look in Joe's eyes and tell him how deeply you feel about his leadership at the Greater Atlantic City Chamber.
Well, I must say, I'm surrounded by greatness right now. I feel like I'm just getting educated by breathing. But Mr. Kelly's right. I mean, I am passionate. Yes, I have to be. I married. I have son Nicholas now, and we're vested in Atlantic City. I'm a resident of Atlantic City, business person of Atlantic City, and I employ about 25 people. With that's about 100 mouths or 120 mouths that I'm responsible for to market, to help them out as well, too. And it's a shame that what we're lacking is marketing. We need marketing.
WPG Talk Radio 1450. It's the Mel Taylor Show every Friday afternoon from 3 until 6. In the studio, Coach Mindy. Welcome back, Coach Mindy.
Good to be here, Mr. Taylor.
You have been a busy, busy little girl.
This week was quite busy.
What were you up to? You were at, you were bouncing and mixing, and you were interviewing people. You were spending time with Miss America at Pinky's tribute the other night, right? Sad and bittersweet at the same time, the MBCA, right?
Yeah, great event every year. It was the 25th annual and my second time there at the MBCA, and met the lovely Miss America and did some interviewing. Going to be writing a blog about her.
Oh, very nice. And Joe, you had a good time. I think we all had a good time, but it was bittersweet.
It was bittersweet, but really appropriate, the recognition that was offered up for Pinky. And as you say, very heartfelt, and everybody misses Pinky every day.
Yeah, he's the reason why at least I got back on the radio, because I had a long career in Philadelphia radio, and then I lost interest in radio until I moved down here, because I'm from Philadelphia. Actually, I didn't like radio at all until I came down here and I heard small market radio. It's a small, big town, or a big, small town, though, Atlantic City, in actuality, right?
It's well put. I say that to folks all the time. It's the biggest small place I've ever lived. You can enjoy the small town qualities, and yet, you know, at one time we had more investment going on than Philadelphia.
We're talking to Joe Kelly. He's the president of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber of Commerce, Business Chamber. What's the best way of describing, or what's the exact title?
It's the Greater Atlantic City Chamber.
So it's more than just Atlantic City.
We really service the county. Now there's other chambers in the county, and that's a good thing. Communities need local-based chambers to promote events, and so we try to work well with all the chambers in Atlantic County. But a few years back, 5 to 6, we merged the mainland and the Atlantic City Chamber together to give the organization a little bigger footprint, especially as it relates to advocacy work.
Yeah, you really impressed me because it was the first time I went up to the boardwalk. I went to the beach for the Atlantic City Air Show. I would always watch it from Brigantine, and it was pretty good. And in Ventnor, I was watching it, and those planes were making turns around my house. That was pretty precarious and scary, thinking they were all they were buzzing me. But that is an incredibly impressive show that the Greater Atlantic City Chamber puts on and promotes and produces. And Harry Hurley was the official local host. It was a great time.
Yeah, it's a great event. The economic impact from the air show is anywhere from $35 to $40 million in a 2 to 3 day period. That's why the chamber's engaged. You know, we have two deliverables. We work to create business opportunity. That's why we do air shows. The soundbite that you normally get from businesses on the boardwalk, it's the best day we have all year long.
Coach Mindy, you were impressed, and well, you're impressed with a lot of things. Both of us, as ex-Shoobies, we get to see all this great stuff now up close.
We went from Shoobie to Newbie. And yeah, during that air show, wow, like you're saying, there was just an amazing event going on. And then I got to interview the Blue Angels and ask them about their health and fitness, which is what I write about. And they do something called straining, which is how they withstand all of that G-force. And it was just really interesting to go to the place where all of the planes are all lined up, ready to go, and there were the Blue Angels.
It's a great venue. I think the fact that we do it over the beach makes it so unique. The fact that it's free. I mean, imagine a stage starting in Brigantine and ending up in Ocean City, and that's really what it does.
How did you get around to saying, yeah, let's produce an air show? How does a chamber do that?
Well, I had done air shows in other marketplaces and always had the idea that an air show might be a good opportunity for the local marketplace.
It wasn't a slam dunk when you first brought up the idea, huh?
No, it wasn't. And I think they had done some air shows at the airport. And so I get it. You had to grow into the new venue. But sometimes things happen by accident. We got a call from the Borgata, 2003, to be specific. They were opening the casino. And in passing, someone had said to the Thunderbirds, would you ever consider coming to Atlantic City? And they got a quick yes. So now they've got to fulfill that. And they had heard, because they were represented on our board, that the chamber was talking about an interest in doing a show, but never really formalized it. It was conceptual.
Coach Mindy and I are new businesses, and Coach Mindy, of course, had a business, a very successful one, and still sort of does up there in Manhattan. She ran into some challenges, some speed bumps, as she tried to set down business roots as a small business person, right?
Yeah, it was a little bit challenging. There's a permit process that's pretty lengthy for someone that just wants to teach a fitness class on the boardwalk, but a 27-page permit that I had to answer, which would have been more appropriate if I had a parade on the boardwalk and needed police and, escort. But, you know, I got through it okay, and, I'm able to answer forms, being in business for over 20 years, so I know how to do that. And but Atlantic City has great opportunity now. You know, sometimes if you come into an area that's on a high, it's difficult to break in. So sometimes when you come in more on a low, you have more of an opportunity to really get something started.
So how do you attract a Coach Mindy to join the chamber?
Oh, well, I think a big part of it is business opportunity. And we, just like Coach Mindy, we have to evolve. You know, one of the things we're constantly working on is the regulatory environment, especially for small businesses. That's a big piece of the advocacy work we do.
Do you actively put pressure on council and others to kind of smooth things through? Is that part of what your day-to-day is?
Not so much to smooth things through, but to have fair and equitable regulations. You know, and them hearing from businesses in bulk, if you would. So if you have 700 businesses saying, this regulation just doesn't make sense, and can we shorten that form from 25 pages to two or three, and what are the real issues that need to be covered? For us, a big part of our business opportunity has been using technology. I know Coach Mini knows how hard we've worked to create what's called a member center. And so it's always been my goal. A lot of chambers create what they call infinity programs. We'll go out and we'll find a shipping discount, and maybe a shipper will give every chamber member that discount. Well, as soon as you do that, you're saying yes to one company and no to another, because it's normally a competitive process. What we have done through technology is any member, Coach Mindy can go on anytime she chooses to and say, hey, I'm having an exercise class in the boardwalk, you're a chamber member, why don't you come get introduced to the program? The first one's on me. I mean, imagine the marketing that you can do through a platform 24/7. Anytime you want to get on, you put it on. We do some screening. But we love the use of that program, because some of the feedback we get is, and not everybody wants to go to meetings.
I've been using the Member Center for as long as it's been around, which is a good 4 or 5 months now. There's a wonderful young man at the chamber, PJ, who does an awesome job with the website. And, yes, I have actually posted all about WPG, Mel Taylor Show, who's going to be on every single Friday. And, of course, Joe Kelly was on today, and he was posted. I posted info about that. And, yeah, I posted some hot deals and some discounts, and it's great to have engagement with all of the different members.
And you, I'm doing a pop quiz now. So one of the many benefits of blogging or posting on that chamber site is
SEO.
Which is?
Search engine optimization. And
What does that mean? It means it lets somebody get found easier?
Right. So, I know that there are 19,000 hits with the chamber each month for the member, for the chamber's website, and 9,000 hits each month with the member center. So if you're a member, you can go on and have your password protected area, and that particular area is getting 9,000 hits. The whole website is getting, if you're not a member or are a member, 19,000 hits, and we just started. So yeah, it's pretty incredible.
You know, Joe Kelly, the president of the Atlantic City, Greater Atlantic City Chamber, Coach Mindy and I, well, us being web geeks, we went through the site and we went through every nook and cranny. PJ did a great job and continues to evolve it. But we go through it looking for the benefits, the features, right? Not just the features, but the benefits to the end user. And we kind of prioritize them, but by using it, making sure your information's up to date, the proper keywords, to come up higher in Google and the search rankings is so important, and you offer that to your members.
It is important, and it is a process. It's getting everybody to understand it, getting everybody to use it, but then drilling it down to very practical benefits. My example, I know that if I can put 3 tabletops in a restaurant, I get them to recoup their investment in the chamber dollar for dollar. Shame on me if we can't do that using this technology. Shame on them if they're not taking advantage of the technology. Think that through. $300 to join the chamber, 3 tabletops. Do you know how quickly the Ducktown just last night recouped their chamber membership? And again, I really like Johnny because he uses technology. Anytime my daughter can say, who's 26, you're having a mixer where? And it wasn't through us that she heard. It was through his use of Facebook, et cetera. So
we don't want to say this too loud, but your mixers, your networking events are very inexpensive, and you get a heck of a lot for your $15 or $20.
And you can say it. They're free. The agenda is this. Go there, make a contact. And that's the whole commerce part of a chamber of commerce.
You get to see these new places. You get to have a beverage, a cash bar, obviously, but then a real nice spread to chomp on a little bit.
Well, and the thing of it is, it's a win-win. To create that kind of environment, we're showcasing a business. That's a good thing. You can come in from 5:30 to 7:30. You can come in from 5:30 to 6. We really try to make it very easy for the customer.
When Angelo Angelou came out with the report a month or so ago, obviously marketing was a big deal. He said, you guys got to focus better on marketing, letting people know the opportunity. But he also talked about no longer can we think about having people with these employment opportunities with thousands of jobs, which would be nice. But sometimes we have to encourage entrepreneurship of startups. And I'm sure today, compared to before, you really have to sort of hold a couple of hands here and there to encourage people, come on down. The water's fine here in AC.
Who better to teach a young, budding entrepreneur than a successful business person? And I have never in my career in the chamber asked one business person to say, would you give this person a half an hour? Would you just sit down and talk to him, tell him what you know? And it could be a banker, could be a marketing person, and they do it. So those are the kinds of, and to me, networking is an old word. And for some reason, I'm tired of it, maybe because my members have said they're tired of it.
No, I agree with you, Joe. I agree with you. Yeah, definitely.
But it really is about business opportunity.
All right, we are talking with Joe Kelly, the president of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber, and Coach Mindy is here. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Mel Taylor Show. My name is Mel Taylor. Joe, that's a coincidence. For them to hire me with a show, because the business cards and the stationery and the T-shirts were already created, I slipped right into the role. It's WPG, Talk Radio 1450. How you doing, South Jersey? How you feeling, Margate? And you, Longport? Ocean City, I see you. Put that drone away. Ocean City is bumming. They're not going to be able to fly those drones everywhere. I kind of believe that drones should not be allowed, because even though I love that drone technology, they're really called quadricopters, and you attach a camera to it, and they're pretty awesome. The downside is that they can certainly clip wires and they can get into private property. They could hit helicopters, and that's going to be a tough one for the government to catch up with technology, because technology is advancing so fast. You didn't realize that we were going to be talking drones and technology, Joe.
I'd love to talk drones, because I think, you know, when you talk about economic development in the marketplace, you have the FAA that is going to end up writing the regulations. And that's just what you're saying is needed for drones. So it's a huge opportunity for this marketplace through the FAA and the research on drones. Imagine, doesn't it just make sense if they're writing the regulations, and potentially part of our local FAA is involved in that? If you were involved in that industry, wouldn't you want to be close to those writing the regulations, i.e. a technology park right next to the FAA? I think in 2016, I think you're going to see great strides made in diversifying the marketplace into technology, taking advantage of the FAA's activities with the drones and the regulations, and hopefully other opportunities as it relates to air travel.
Well, Angelo Angelou and his report talked about the low-hanging fruit, the thing that really could truly turn around all of Atlantic County, and it's aviation-based. And Mr. Carlo Lasco from Balsley Lasco, he mentioned that, you know, Atlantic City, Atlantic County, the airport, the airspace here between New York and Philadelphia and New Jersey, it's the clearest and the cleanest airspace. It's perfect for experimental, for flights, for maintenance and stuff like that. It seems like, why are we not further along? Could you imagine all the mid and small-sized businesses that could be spawned by a big, giant industry of aviation just taking off here?
Well, I think he's right. and we should pursue that. And I believe that with the help of the county, who's strongly engaged in that activity, along with others, that that's going to be a big item for 2016. When you go after a development, there's 7,000 economic development agencies across the country. So that's how competitive this business is. Anytime you have something unique is when you have an advantage. We're unique in that we have the FAA, and we ought to be taking advantage of it. So I think leadership is right to push for that. And certainly the business community through the chamber will work to play a supportive role.
So tourism and marketing and destination stuff and diversification of the economy, incredibly important. But also we need to let people know that we have the resources and the space and the attractive pricing and resources to bring in entrepreneurs. Your job as the president of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber is to get more members to sign up and know the benefit. What's that objection that you get real good at helping your sellers and your people that are out in the field? What's the biggest objection that you guys have to overcome when you say, hey, why don't you join the chamber?
What's your biggest problem in life? And let me suggest that it might be, I just don't have time to do everything I'd like to do. Because, and I don't mean to stereotype, and I don't know your life, but my guess is any entrepreneurial type, which you are, which Mindy is, that management of time, I think, becomes the biggest barrier to doing things. So I don't think it's so much the chamber product. It's just, I don't have time to take advantage of those services. And so that is the biggest issue that we get.
How did Coach Mindy finally make that decision to join the chamber?
Living in Manhattan, I was a member of the Manhattan Chamber and, of course, learned a lot and heard a lot and contributed a lot. So when I knew I was going to be moving to Atlantic City, I said, wonder if there's a chamber there. And, of course, there was the Greater Atlantic City Chamber. Spoke to the young lady who at the time had the position to be recruiting members and really liked what she said and went to the first mixer, and it was complimentary. I liked the people. I liked the vibe. And I thought that coming from New York, I could bring some good entrepreneurial spirit and maybe some New York City savvy, I guess. And in return, they would teach me how to get sand in my shoes. So I joined. And what I really want to say is that I did not join and think that I was going to walk in the door and get business right away. I know that's not how it works. I've always been a great networker, to use that really awful, overplayed word that Joe and I agree on. But I was always good at mingling and mixing, and also a good resource myself and a mentor for younger people who wanted to start businesses as well. So what I've garnered over 1 year of being in the chamber, a little over 1 year, is all the relationships I've built. I literally have 600 or 700 business cards now that I have gained through going to chamber events.
How can you pull that off? It almost seems impossible.
I do it somehow. I just really good at doing that, I guess. So I have all these cars. It's through the chamber, and it's through other people you meet through the chamber where you're going to other types of events. So
the events are really good, great locations, and yeah. All these important people are all in one spot.
And from that, I met a gentleman who is the director of the WCEC, which is the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship Corporation. And they help women in general, sometimes men too, but it's a women's center. And it's funded by the SBA in the state of New Jersey. And he liked me and I liked him. We met at a chamber event. And he said, I'd like for you to be a consultant to us, one of our counselors, to help other women write business plans. So through the chamber, I met this gentleman. And now I have a small job doing that. It's just a little side thing that I'm a consultant to. And I'm really good at it. So I'm really enjoying it. And I really love to help other people, garner businesses, grow businesses, start businesses.
It's infectious being a part of the chamber, because once you go once or twice, I went as a social thing, and then I started realizing that I had, great relationships being built with like-minded people that saw better Atlantic City. Huh, Joe?
I can't do a better endorsement, but I think in Mindy's case and in your case, it is a two-way street. And you heard about the commitment to show up to the meetings. And I will tell you, the chamber, we evaluate every day. How can we do things better? And we've come to a point now where maybe you don't have to show up, but you have to get online.
He's Joe Kelly from the Greater Atlantic City Chamber. It's WPG Talk Radio 1450. Stay right there. In the studio right now, it is Joe Kelly, the president of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber. And the pilot bill, Mr. Governor Chris Christie, he vetoed conditionally that pilot proposal. And right before that Monday, which a few days ago when it was nixed conditionally by our governor, well, our county executive, Denny Levinson, he didn't pull his punches. He didn't mince any words. And he talked a bit about it in front of you and in front of the group there at the Tropicana. And let's see if I can bring this up properly and so we could just remind ourselves.
So the bottom line here is don't drink the Kool-Aid that this is pilot program's going to work. And with the exception of the chamber, and all due respect to the chamber and the wonderful work you do, the League of Municipalities, the Mayor's Association, the Freeholder Board have all asked the governor to veto this pilot bill. It's not just a few people that are complaining about it. These are organizations that understand what taxes are. So we all realize how flawed this pilot program is. Governor came into the state last month, signed 27 bills, vetoed 9, didn't get near this bill. And by the way, everybody, if you improve your basement, you do your attic, you add a bathroom, you're going to be taxed. If the casinos make any improvements, no taxes. And another thing on the casino, this bill, it's only on gross gaming revenue.
Joe Kelly of the Chamber, were you aware of his feelings? Did he catch you by surprise? I'm assuming you had a sense that he wasn't a big fan of it.
No, we had dialogue, and I think healthy dialogue. I think Denny was quick to point out that there's a lot of things that the Chamber has done right. And I don't think anybody always is in total agreement on given issues, and dialogue and if debate is appropriate. But here's where I think the good part of this comes out, is you have a conditional veto and you have a governor that's saying he's willing to talk to the state Senate president, that's willing to talk to the county executive, that's willing to talk to the mayor. The pilot is only one tool in the process. The chamber has been advocating for stability and predictability for business, knowing that business does better in that environment. That is our goal. The process to get there is just that, a process.
Even Mr. Christie said that the structure will, for the most part, stay the same, but the details might are going to get tweaked here and there. Is that accurate?
I think that is accurate, but with input from everyone. I think it's real important that the mayor, the county exec, that folks from the state are all talking together about what is the recommendation. And from that standpoint, I see this as a fresh start. And that if we have that environment, they're going to come back to with recommendations. Business will react to those recommendations, but I think we're a lot farther down the path of getting to that goal of stability and predictability.
My sense is the casinos will not get as much of a sweet deal, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean it meaning their deal in part two of the pilot, the next version of the pilot, may not be as casino friendly. It's going to get probably pulled back somewhat, at least what Mr. Christie talks about in regards to what he said, how he might want to rejigger this pilot bill. He wants to stabilize Atlantic City's finances, but it seems that, he'll sign it if the state has more control. He'll sign it if he can control that big chunk of money, and then he will allocate it. It's got to be tough to be an Atlantic City councilman today because you're wondering how much control you have as a councilman.
Well, I think the message is we got to work together. We can't be in silos. It's got to be a united effort. Everybody should have their say, but at some point, you have to come up with a resolution. On behalf of business, we hope that that resolution offers stability, predictability.
And you would agree that the casinos are businesses, and they are big, very important businesses. And you also realize that we cannot rely on just eight businesses, no matter how big they are, no matter how many employees they have. We got to build a whole bunch of other smaller businesses that have nothing to do with gaming.
I think the casinos would agree with that. I think they absolutely would advocate for the diversification of the business community within the marketplace.
I'm wondering why
to their credit, you see continued investment. You know, the most recent and the biggest investment we've had is at Harrah's Casino to create an excellent convention visitor center.
Have you met with Mr. Glenn Straub of the Revel?
I have not, not face to face. But at the same time, I think moving on, I will tell you, I think everybody is bullish and agrees that midweek convention business is key to the long-term success. And seeing the investment that all the casinos have made towards having a better product for that, we're very encouraged by.
And the Angelou Economics Strategic Plan actually talks about the target industries, and these target industries include tourism and wellness centers and entrepreneurship. And so this is all part and parcel of what the casinos do anyway. So let's get them to make some great tour packages that have to do with agriculture and agritourism, it's called, and aqua tourism. So all of these kind of new words that can be brought to the fold and that everyone would win-win.
Yeah, I'm very bullish on higher education too. I absolutely think that Atlantic City is right for higher education. And the, you know, devil is in the details. But I know that we're the largest exporter of students in the country. We send 30,000 young professionals, future professionals, students, out of the state. I'm a supply and demand guy. If you're sending 30,000 out, doesn't it make sense to think that you could hold some of those students in the state if you had a Rutgers, Stockton, Rowan presence in Atlantic City?
Well, the gateway right down there by the World War I Memorial, hopefully it still looks like it's moving forward, having South Jersey Industries as well as a Stockton facility, right?
So I think we're both saying there's a lot of opportunity, but everybody's got to work together to get there.
And Small Business Saturday's coming up?
We've been promoting that, and that's one of the things that I'm glad you shared with the audience, because it's real important. On November 28th is Small Business Saturday. And the whole focus is, as you're doing your holiday shopping, think about that small entrepreneurial business. Make sure that you're taking a look at all these small businesses. I have nothing against the big boxes. I don't. But I think in the local marketplace, we said it the other night at the Mixer, we got to take care of one another. And part of taking care of one another is making sure that we're calling on those small businesses. Those are our friends. Those are our neighbors. Those are the same people that buy from you, meaning other businesses. So take a real conscious effort to buy some of those gifts from a small local business.
And if there are any businesses out there, any small businesses, we've got some great signage and bags that the chamber has that you can pick up and give out and post on your windows and your storefronts. And you can do that at the chamber's office at 12 South Virginia Avenue in Atlantic City, which is between Pacific and Atlantic Avenues. And they'll be happy to give you this great signage and bags and all kinds of cool things that say Small Business Saturday, November 28th, which is right after the Thanksgiving and right after that Black Friday.
And if there's a business out there that is on the fence or they haven't even thought about it, they want to reach out to learn more, maybe become a member, maybe just sample it by going to one of the many mixers, how would they do that, Joe?
ACChamber.com. That's the best way to get a hold of us. We have, I think we've said it today, a very user-friendly site. Go on to that site. We're also available 609-345-4524. We answer our calls. And my name's Joe Kelly. I'm the president of the chamber. If you call that number, I will talk to folks about the benefits of being a chamber member along with the rest of our
and
associates.
Coming up in 2016, I'm sure you have some great plans. Growing your digital side of the organization must be somewhere at the top of the heap and becoming more digitized.
No question. We just think this member center program, because it affords that member 24/7 access, doesn't cost them a thing to go on and post information, it's a heck of an opportunity to market oneself. So that's a big piece of it.
And we also have a wonderful piece of app, which is on your smartphone,
A piece of app.
Yep, that's how I'm coining it. And, okay, we'll call it an icon.
Okay.
A piece of app or an icon. And anyway, with the chamber has that, and all you need to do is click here and click there and get that on your smartphone. So you don't need to be sitting in front of your desktop, and you can go on the chamber and see it right there in front of your smartphone.
Well, thank you so much. He's the president of the Greater Atlantic City Chamber. His name is Joe Kelly, and we thank you for taking time out of your busy day and letting us know we can build our business and maybe start a new business if we don't like our current job just by reaching out to acchamber.com. Thanks, Joe.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
And Coach Mindy, my name is Mel Taylor. It's WPG Talk Radio 1450. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Friday afternoon, and it's actually not too bad out there, although construction